because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, liberty-loving friends, movers and shakers. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Saturday, live from the studio right here in Salem, Oregon. And trusting you're having a fantastic fall day. I am loving the colors. Fall is my favorite season, and I love the golds and the reds and the oranges and the yellows. It's just never ending. And of course, the green, because we've had some rain, so things are greening up a little bit, which we need so desperately. And so hopefully today, even though it's a little cooler and a little bit of rain in the air, I really trust that you will go out today, take a walk, enjoy the beautiful weather, and certainly maybe take some pictures as well. We're glad to have you here. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And I want to say thank you to Rebecca Donaldson. Rebecca Donaldson, she was voted the best real estate broker of the Willamette Valley. And I want to thank her for being a show sponsor today. And if you are looking to sell, to buy, to upgrade, maybe you're moving to a new area, maybe you're thinking about moving into Oregon, I encourage you to get a hold of Rebecca. Give her a call, 503-269-0747, or go to rebeccasgothouses.com. And there's been quite a bit of news in the region. And of course, my favorite source, Northwest Observer, has a great article about a very bold and courageous Republican who has wrote a letter to the Secretary of State to ask for a full forensic audit. Yes, she asked for this. Vicky Breeze Iverson out of Prineville has sent a letter to the Secretary of State, Shamia Fagan, requesting a full forensic audit of the state's voting systems. I'm so very proud of her, and I'm going to put a link to this article on our Facebook page. Find us at KSLM Radio. Or as well, I'm going to put it on our show plan for today and check it out and stay in tune to Northwest Observer. Go to northwestobserver.com, subscribe, and they'll even send it to you, it's like in the middle of the night, each day, an update of what's going on. Also, in national news, this is great news. I don't know if you've got a chance to get this update or not, but of course, out of Texas, there was a law written in Texas by the legislature, signed into law by the governor, that would make it illegal to have abortions past 6 weeks, right? They often call it the heartbeat law. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court announced on Friday that it will hear oral arguments for Whole Women's Health et al. Against Jackson regarding the Pro-Life Texas Heartbeat Act on November 1st. In the meantime, the court will leave the law in place. So that means babies and women continue to be protected in Texas. This is a good thing, but this is also an opportunity for us to be praying for the legal team, the people that are testifying, all of the data that's going to be submitted. And you've probably heard me talk about this before, but in my former life, I worked in a pro-life on the front lines and certainly very engaged and involved in making sure that women's testimonies went forth as far as how abortion hurt them and how they didn't get all the information when making their choices, and women who have received healing and all of that. All that data getting in front of the Supreme Court is going to be extremely helpful in as they reevaluate Roe versus Wade. And so we're going to continue to watch this, and certainly something to keep in our prayer up and on the foremost of our prayer is this law. And we're continuing to pray for the state of Oregon here, praying for all of the people that have lost their jobs this week. This has been a very difficult week for many families in Oregon as the mandate has come down, the state mandate regarding needing to get the jab or they'll lose their job. And so we've heard all kinds of stories of courageous people who've to the end said, I'm going to stay until the end, until it make them fire me. And there's all kinds of lawsuits in state, federal areas, all not only in Oregon, but all over the country. And so, you know, the last couple weeks, we've had some pretty hard-hitting shows. We've had folks on that have said, like, this is where we're at, and it's not looking real good. Besides that act of God's mercy in answering our prayers, you know, we're kind of going down a way we didn't think we'd go to for a very long time. So I kind of was like, what do I want to do this week? I had a rearrangement in some of my guests, and I thought, you know, this is a good time for a dose of encouragement. And I have to tell you, this new friend of mine, her name is Lori, and she is in the studio with me. She was introduced to me by another friend who's been in the studio, and I have been loving her social media. This is probably like our second time in person meeting, but we have been friends on social media, and I just get a kick out of her creative ways to bring a smile to people's face and bring hope. Lori, thank you for being here today. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you for having me. Very good.
Oh my goodness. You have a gifting of bringing encouragement and helping people look at things in a way that's like, yeah, we can laugh at ourselves and we can also, you know, in tough times, look through things that maybe we shouldn't take so seriously or take ourselves so seriously, but yet you give truth as well. Has this been something you've been able to do all of your life? Like, did your parents say, okay, Lori, talk to us a little bit about your background and how did you discover this gift?
So I have often been called a little naive.
Oh, okay.
To a fault. Uh-huh. Naive that there are bad things happening in this world and I mm-hmm. just blindly stick my head in the sand and uh-huh. keep wagging my tail, right? So, but I know that personally, if I stay focused on the positive, mm-hmm. it's much easier to handle the hard days.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a choice every morning when we wake up. We can put a smile on our face no matter the circumstances, mm-hmm. or we can wallow in it. And I've just learned I need to put a smile on my face and say, okay, God, you know what this day was like before I did, so help me get through it.
Well, and I love that perspective, and I think that's why we're kindred spirits, because I've often been accused of being Pollyanna. You know, it's like in the naiveness yep. and all of that, but very much focus on what's going on yep. out there. But there's always, you can be bitter or better.
Yeah.
And I am guessing, I don't know much of your story, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing there's bumps in the road that you've overcome, that you have gone over, around, under, or through, that has given you in your toolbox opportunities to say, I can help other people yes. based on what I have gone through. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about that. Is there something that comes to mind specifically that has equipped you to be that dose of encouragement to others?
Mm. So I would say it's been a theme that has run through my life. I have faced some very difficult decisions, some very difficult choices, some moments of, if without God, I don't know how I would have survived and mm-hmm. how I would have come out the other side. Yes, absolutely. My mom, kind of teasing, joking, says that I am better because of the hard things that I've gone through, and that I have faced many giants in my lifetime and have done it with a lot of courage.
Mm.
And courage and bravery is kind of a theme that has run through my life.
Yeah. It's interesting that you would say that, because one of the most adventurous journeys I've ever gone to is Israel.
Mm.
And I got to go into the valley where David fought Goliath and pick up, they let us take rocks even from there. And having that adventure and being able to do that as a kid, I remember the Bible stories and the little flannel graphs and all of that. And then having that aha moment in Israel, realizing I am where I was watching as a little kid. Yeah. I would have never, if someone had said you have an opportunity to go to Israel, I would never. But that is so very true. Those giants that come in our life, you know, when you think of the David and Goliath story, you know, Goliath, you know, how many days was the prepared army trying to figure out how to overcome? And what was it about David, do you suppose, that gave him the courage to go forth and through the army to go after that Goliath? Mm-hmm. What inspires you from that story?
I would love that he'd be one of the first people when we get into heaven mm-hmm. that I would love to sit with David and ask him that.
Well, and even in his illustration of his life, right, he was protecting the sheep. And so when the lions came and the bears mm-hmm. came, he took care of it. So who mm-hmm. is this, you know, Philistine that should talk about our God and the people of God like that. And it's pretty incredible. And so in our lives, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
We've gone through these battles. We've gone through these, you know, people that we've trusted who have betrayed us.
Mm-hmm.
People who made promises who have gone back on their promises. People, you know, and I say people because usually that's where our hurts come from, right? Mm-hmm. Through relationships, through a disappointing, even in our own self, we go a certain direction and we think, this is of God, right? And then it doesn't quite turn out. And it's like, did I hear you right, God, in this situation? And yet he works it all out because another beautiful thing is he works it all out for the good for those who love him.
That's right.
And that's why we call people into a deeper relationship. Have you always walked with the Lord?
I have not.
Ah.
I was raised in a Christian home. My father was a pastor when I was born.
Oh.
And I had a chapter of my life that because of hurts, I walked away from the church.
Mm.
I feel like I still had a relationship with the Lord, and I knew even in my chapter of rebellion and darkness that I knew that if I need God, all I have to do is whisper his name and he's there for me. But I'm not proud of those years, but he worked even those years to his glory. He always does.
Mm-hmm.
And he, by the grace of God, protected me during those years, and I can share it with other people and encourage them to come back.
Well, and there is such a difference between religion
Absolutely.
And relationship.
Yeah.
And God calls us into a relationship with him. He is a relational God, not a, let's put the stars on the Sunday school chart, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not, and so I'm curious as we move along the discussion this morning, and we are going to get to some real deep stuff
Good.
Here in a couple segments, but I want to remind our listeners that this is an opportunity for us to stop and reflect. And if you're listening this morning and you're thinking, you know, things aren't good, and I'm feeling really down, and I'm a little afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We really want to be of encouragement to you today and say, you know, where are you at in your heart, and where are you at in relationship to God? And we're going to share with you kind of our stories to say, look, this is what's worked for us, and this is why we have the hope. And we want to encourage you to evaluate and self-evaluate as well and invite you into that deeper, because guess what? It's available to each and every one of us. It may look different because we're all unique by God's design. All of our relationships with him are unique, and that's how he wants it. And he's created us to want to know him, and it's not about performing. And that's what I want to get into, Lori, when we come back from this break. How did you get away from the performance side of thinking we need to perform for God and just be with him? Let's talk about that when we get back from this. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann. I've got my friend Lori in the studio. We're having a wonderful time this morning. I want to encourage you to grab the link from this show later on off of our podcast, KSLM.news. We'll be back after this.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Good morning, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you here tuning in this morning. We're having a great discussion. I've got Lori here with me. And Lori, you and I have been friends maybe for, what, 3 or 4 months. We met each other at actually a coffee. You've been hosting kind of this fun little coffee and gathering. And it's been interesting the last couple of years that we moved right before the lockdown. And literally, I started the radio show. Good morning. Morning Salem with Stacey Ann, and then it locked down. Everything locked down. And so I am an extrovert, obviously, and I'm guessing you may be a little bit and somewhat of an introvert as well. I don't know if I'm reading you correctly, but you through your background, and you like to touch people and impact people, but I think you like, tell me if I'm wrong, I think you like it to do it more in an intimate setting of maybe not more than 15. That's where your comfort zone is. And while you don't mind social situations, you like to kind of know how you're going into it, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely an introvert, and I've learned to borrow some extrovert skills. That's how I like to explain it.
Well, in watching you on social media and ability to connect with people through kind of an inanimate way, you know, I would never have known you were an introvert, but also knowing, having spent a little bit of time with you, I'm like, I think she's, where it's easy for me, I just go into a situation, everybody, I just want to know who they are, and, you know, I just kind of come in and start giving hugs, and so when the lockdown happened for me, it was hard, because not only did we just move in a new area and there was tons of people I wanted to meet, and coming back home to where I went to high school and wanting to connect with people that I went to school with and all of that, but no place to do it. And if you haven't been around them for 20-some, 30-some years, you're not going to necessarily invite them to your home or go to their home, you know. So it was like I was sent to my room for time out, and I finally got it. I finally understood how introverts must feel to go into a social situation and have that anxiety. And that's how I felt by being told to stay home and wear a mask and not talk to people or don't even look at them because you might catch something, you know. And these are all the mixed messages that were happening in our communities. Yeah. How did you handle the lockdown, and how did you get through that? And talk to me a little bit about that.
So one of my passions is to connect with people and to connect people to resources or people that they need. And so that was super difficult for me, not being able to fill that bucket of my joy. I had been working from home for about a year prior to the lockdown. So that transition had already successfully taken place in my life. And finding places like coffee shops that had outdoor seating that would still allow people to come was my newest challenge.
Adventure or challenge. Yeah.
So I started finding coffee shops where we could sit outside, where there could be enough room for people to feel comfortable to come. And we'd invite a person or two or three or four. And I noticed that people's eyes would light up, and they would be like so thankful. Thank you for inviting me out to this. I didn't realize how much I needed to connect with someone else. And that gave me just enough of the extrovert joys, and then I could go home and be introvert
okay for a little bit more.
Be introverted again. So, but it was a bit of a transition. But working from home, that part had already gone successfully, so it was good.
So with that part, you already had that foundation, which is good. And a lot of people working from home, that was a big adjustment for. And then several people had to teach their kids or their help with the grandkids and all of that as well. It's been an interesting year, and I'm sure books for generations will be written about getting 2020 and the hindsight that we've gathered from that. You know, last segment we talked about kind of digging deep as far as spiritual and our walks and you know, through the bumps in our lives, how we've gotten through that. What for you? For me, it was early on when I had that experience with the Lord, I felt like I needed to perform for Him, that I needed to be a doer, you know, and have the Sunday school stars on my chart and have the feathers in my cap and, you know, and be all around for the Lord. And it was more surface and superficial, not so much depth. And I realized through circumstances in my life that I had to, the Lord was calling me into a deep relationship with Him and be, don't worry about doing. You've got to be in my presence, and in my presence is fullness of joy, things like that. How did that happen for you? Did you struggle with that at all?
Not by choice. There was a chapter in my life where because of my dad resigning from the pastor job that he had, not having a church home for a while, and that church that I grew up in, my dad was the pastor of that church, I was involved in everything automatically because I was
voluntold.
I was voluntold. I was, as a youth, I was a children's teacher, and then as a a youth mentor and then a college group mentor mm-hmm. and teacher and Bible study leader and whatnot, just because I was always there. We were there Sunday morning, Sunday mm-hmm. night, Wednesday night, probably another night of the week too, and involved in every activity. And it wasn't until he left that church, I was 25 years old, and all of a sudden my entire life changed. Our mm-hmm. whole church family was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity to travel and live internationally with the company that I was working for. And so this is the part I say, not by choice.
Mm.
I moved away to another country, lived mm-hmm. there for 4 months, and had that time alone with God in a country that I knew hardly anybody, didn't speak the language, but went into work every day. And it was an amazing calling back to his feet.
Wow.
Again, not by choice, mm-hmm. but it was perfect timing. And I really liken that to a lot of what a lot of people went through at the beginning of the middle of 2020
mm-hmm.
after they fought against staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized, no, I need some quiet time.
Right.
I need to sit at God's feet and listen to what he's saying to me. So.
Oh, that's such a beautiful walk going through those processes. We don't always enjoy it at the time. It's like you're cutting through the noise to hear the word of God and listen and tune in. And that's exactly, friends, what I wanted you to come away with today. This, we each have an opportunity to tune in and to listen and be equipped. For that's the courage that we take, is knowing who we are and whose we are, and we can get through some tough times. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann on Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Hello, liberty-loving friends. I'm Stacey Ann. Welcome to Movers and Shakers on this Saturday. I want to say thank you to Capital Pawn for being a show sponsor. Capital Pawn offers upscale value shopping in a friendly environment with a focus on sustaining the local community. Be sure to stop by Capital Pawn, give them a call, go on their website, 503-385-1394, catpawn.com. I know a lot of folks are interested in buying silver and or maybe trading in your gold. And for me, I got my new headphones, new to me anyway, headphones from Capital Pawn. So if you're looking for something for your home or TV or whatever, stop on by. Be sure to tell him Stacey says hi, okay? We're going to continue the conversation today, and we're talking about a lot of things, Lori. So glad. I realized I didn't say your last name, Lori Tisdale,
yes.
Right? Welcome to the show. Thank you for hanging out with me today. And I think this is good to stir up the faith, stir up the courage and the hope, right? And so you and I think we're like kindred spirits in a lot of ways. I've had a lot of life experiences that have not necessarily been pleasant to walk through, but mm-hmm. from that we've learned to make lemonade out of lemons, right?
That's right.
And to be better, not bitter, and and to show other people that no matter what life hands you can turn it around. And one of the things that I notice about you is you're an entrepreneur,
yes.
Right? And you are come alongside people and coach them through. And the difference between coaching and counseling, sometimes people are like, well, everybody these days is a life coach, you know, and they kind of roll their eyes like, oh, if you don't have anything else better to do, just be a life coach, you know. Well, it's not quite like that, friends,
yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is you have to be a person who is trustworthy. And you have to be someone that has a well to draw from to be effective. And when people trust you with their most intimate life experiences, that is an honorable thing. And you have to be worthy of that. And so it's not this, everybody's doing it. It really is, when you find these people that come alongside, it is a privilege and honor. And it's a high calling, I believe.
Yes.
It's a ministry.
Yeah.
And what I found... the difference in your mind between a counselor, quote unquote, and a coach? What is your thoughts on that?
So, I view coaching as someone who you hire to hold you accountable
mm-hmm.
and to move you forward.
Mm-hmm.
Where counselors, may not be as focused on next steps moving forward, where they may be more about processing what's currently happening. Mm-hmm. I may be way off there, but that's how I view it.
I think you're spot on, and it is kind of a privilege to be able mm-hmm. to come alongside. Talk to me a little bit about some of the folks you've had a chance to kind of work with. Mm-hmm. And I know you do is fun things like how to make my social media and impact my businesses, mm-hmm. in my future clients and customers. You help with that in your business and things, but you also come along and transition people's lives. So give me mm-hmm. some examples.
Yeah, so I have helped businesses. One of the things I love doing with people is I love to coach entrepreneurs because I've got that entrepreneur brain, mm-hmm. and working them through their hangups on why not do the next big project, mm-hmm. why not put yourself out there to go teach this workshop that you've been thinking about for 10 years, mm-hmm. and you know you have a special technique or a special
mm-hmm.
expertise or insight mm-hmm. on something, go do it. And so I love to connect people with people and resources, mm-hmm. I said this before, that they need from either a support standpoint or resource standpoint.
Oh, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
It's like the networker.
Yeah.
You're the networker,
yeah.
you know, and you're like, and there's joy in it. It doesn't even have to have any kind of monetary reward.
No.
It's just knowing that, hey, this person has a need and this person has a need, and you connect them. And you're like,
yeah.
woohoo.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting done. That's
and
so
it's
fun.
Adding value to both
adding
parties.
Value.
It's adding yep. value to both parties, and it's putting people in touch and showing them how that's done so that they can now connect another group of people.
And here on my show, I've really, Movers and Shakers, I've really talked about, it's one thing to talk about the problems in life, but we can do something about it. And it's amazing how many people are like, well, I don't even know where to begin. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start. So if someone's listening today and maybe they've been fired, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're a nurse or they're a law enforcement officer, and they're like, I don't know what to do now. What do I do? That's all of my life, all of my resources have been poured into punching a clock and working in this organization. And now what am I going to do? What would you say to them?
Well, this week I had the opportunity to sit with two state workers, mm-hmm. one of them a trainer and one of them a police officer, who both were terminated for failing to hand over their medical information to their employers. And what I said to both of them in mm-hmm. different conversations was, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen.
What are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. And the answer was very similar for both of them. They're both entrepreneurial minded. They mm-hmm. both immediately said, well, I've got this getting ready to happen. And the other one said, I might take a day off and go coach Little League game for a minute, but then I think we're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out, you
yes.
know? And getting them to think forward and focus on what can I do next?
Mm-hmm.
And that was good for me to hear. And
yes.
then it was a great conversation for both of them following that.
Well, and oftentimes in my work that I've done and working in the Pregnancy Help Center and working with coaching women through, you know, the statistics will show if a person just had one person in their corner telling them, you can do this,
yeah.
and here are the resources, they would have made different decisions,
yeah.
right? And so we're here through the radio telling you today, friends, that you can do it. What is that burning thing? Maybe it's your hobby, your skill, maybe you're cooking, like to cook or crafty, or maybe you've been given this on hold book in your mind that you want. You know, here's an opportunity to launch into a whole new area. And you got a chance to do this, Lori, in 2019, mm-hmm. right? And it isn't easy when you lose your job suddenly mm-hmm. and you have to, in a sense, pivot, right, mm-hmm. to a whole new area.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know who you are and whose you are, you can have that courage. Let's talk a little bit about courage.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
So the word courage, the words bravery have run deep in my heart. The word fearless has been a big theme in my life mm-hmm. for a very long time. And I've named my businesses after that. One of my businesses uses the word moxie in it. And moxie just means having character and determination and nerve.
Mm.
And if we could sit around a bonfire and I could tell you the stories that I've done some crazy things,
mm-hmm.
but courageous things.
Yes.
You will see how deep those words run through decisions that I've made on the fly, stopping on the side of the road to help someone mm-hmm. who was being abused in her car on the side of the road and putting my life in danger without even thinking, what am I doing right now?
I've done that before.
And knowing that was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. There's no thinking about it. That was just the right thing to do. And so the courage and bravery that was instilled in me at some point along the way, I don't know if I could pinpoint where that came from. Just knowing God's got this.
Yes.
God's got this. My husband has said a number of times, I actually get choked up saying this. He has said several times, your faith is beautiful.
Mm.
Just knowing that God's got this and God's got our back and he's going to take care of this. We just need to leave it in his hands.
Yeah.
And the words from my husband, your faith is beautiful. They have stuck with me.
That resonates because there is something as we get older and we've admired in other people in our lives that we've looked up to. There's that courage and that grace mm-hmm. and grit that we've seen in others that we want to be more. We want that yeah. in our life. We want to emulate that. And for that to be recognized by those closest to us is yeah. pretty phenomenal, right? And so having courage and being able to stand strong and make those almost gut level instinctive decisions mm-hmm. comes from, again, that day-to-day walk. Not again, the Sunday school chart, and oh, I got to spend 3 hours in a devotional and reading the Bible and got to know it inside and out. It's learning. It's the song, that old school song in the garden, you know, mm-hmm. and knowing that God's voice and knowing his word and really sticking to it and being able to give that word to a stranger or someone who has a need that's not from our own instinct. It just wells up, yeah. right, and shares truth with those who need to hear it. And I've had people come back to me and say, Stacy, on this day, you know, March 1st, 1997, you said this to me. And I'm like, I have no recollection. Mm. It wasn't me. It was from the Lord, yeah. you know, and it changed their life. Mm. But it wasn't, again, me. And to be that kind of inspiration and to bring that kind of truth to people is really important,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
And it does bring us up to this day that we stand in such a difficult place. We really do. And we don't want to be so naive that we don't recognize
right.
that. But we've got to have some balance too, right?
Yeah.
How do you give hope in this tough time that we're living in now?
I focus on God.
Mm.
Philippians 4:8 reminds us to think about the good things, to not spend our time focusing on the negative.
Yes.
Whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is pure, think on these things.
Yes.
It's a command. It's not consider doing such and such. It's a think on these things.
Right.
And that verse, I just, when I'm off and I feel off, I just go back to that verse and I read it and I'm reminded of what we've been told as Christians to do,
mm-hmm.
focus on those things, do
yes.
those things. Mm-hmm. We can wallow in it for a little bit, sure, but then go do mm-hmm. those things.
Yes, that's what our action needs to be.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I love this. Terry will remind me and others around, and I love this illustration of being a duck. You know, a duck swimming on the water, you know, he's just smoothly swimming and the rain might come down and it just is water off a duck's back, right? But his little feet are just like underneath the water,
yep.
you know, and just having that cool, calm, collected. And it's interesting because in the Bible, too, it says the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all of those things, right? And I find when I'm tuned in and I'm walking where I should be and releasing the things that get me all tied up, right, to the Lord, that when things happen, I respond in a way that's love, patient, mm-hmm. long-suffering. But when I'm in my head, I'm like easy to react and or overreact more or less. And so these are day-to-day skills that I think, you know, is an ongoing process in the human condition, right? We are humans having, you know, spiritual beings having a human existence and a experience, right? And so these struggles will go with us until mm-hmm. we're in eternity. Mm-hmm. And so how do we manage that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me one thing that you do that has been helpful that you had not an innate skill, like just comes natural for you, but one thing you had to learn to keep you kind of focused. Can you think of something that maybe someone doesn't know about? I'm going to give you a couple minutes to think about that when we go to break, because I want to be helpful in a constructive way. Yeah. People are like, this is philosophical and all these good ideas, but I want some practical steps. Yeah. This is what I do every day to keep me grounded. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann and Lori Tisdell on this wonderful Saturday. Thank you for tuning in, friends. Want to remind you, too, you can grab this link on our website, kslm.news, and share it with your friends and family. Everybody needs a little dose of encouragement these days, don't you think? We'll be back right after this.
Turning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
And we're having a wonderful conversation. Welcome back, friends. So glad to have you tuning in today. I'm talking to Lori Tisdell, and we're talking about things that will keep us stirred up in our faith, in that place of courage. And right before the break, I was asking Lori to come up with some practical things maybe in her life that we could also put into our lives that keep us in that place of feeling like we're accomplishing things and we're growing in our day-to-day life. Talk to us a little bit, Lori, about what it is that you would recommend for folks to do.
Okay, so one thing real quick and then I'll jump into it, but I want to explain. I'm a little unique in that many people have said about me that I jump back and forth pretty equally between right brain and left brain. Mm-hmm. And because I'm so creative a lot of the times, I have to rein it in. Mm-hmm. And I carry a notebook around with me. So here's the first tip.
I
carry a notebook around with me because it's a tangible item that I have to hold in my hands mm-hmm. with my tasks for the day. Phone calls I need to make, emails I need to send. I even have written down, drink your water, mm-hmm. do your devotionals. Mm-hmm. Go to the post office, right? So I love marking things off of this checklist.
Yes.
So sometimes I've even done things and then come back and written it down just so I could cross it out.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
But I then also, another tip is I set alarms on my phone to remind mm-hmm. myself to do certain things. So take a walk, go stretch, drink some more water. Mm-hmm. The water part is because I could sit and not drink any water all day long and just keep working. Mm-hmm. And water is so good for our brain that it just helps me think more clearly when I am consuming at least.
Well, and the other part about water is that oftentimes we think we're hungry and we're actually thirsty. Mm-hmm. I've learned, and we've had people on the show before that talks about how to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And in this, when we're talking about all these random things going around, we need to stay healthy, right? And so water is essential. And so you carry a notebook. I know with having a home-based business for myself for many years with Mary Kay Cosmetics, mm-hmm. She started her business at 50.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal story. If you ever just want to read a successful woman's story, Mary Kay Ash, and she started this with her life savings of $5,000. Hmm. And she does the six most important things before she went to bed and to wake up to that in the morning. And the other thing I have found is when there's something consuming in your head and you're afraid that you're going to forget about it and then you don't ever write, you just get up, write it down, and get to it in the mm-hmm. morning. Just let it go and sleep. Get some good sleep, right? And so you have your notebook, you have your practical ways. And you go back to it and evaluate. And then if you don't get things done, do you write it on your next list?
Yeah, it just gets moved forward to the mm-hmm. next day. And then I cross through it once I've reassigned those undone tasks to the next day or, you know, farther down
so
the schedule.
So how do you handle interruptions? Because, you know, in this kind of world that we're in, especially when we're helpers, we have to have balance because we can be consumed with helping people and all their requests all day long because they're not going to stop because we're helping type of people. So how do you handle those interruptions and those calls? And are they interruptions or are they opportunities?
Sometimes
you know?
I allow them to be interruptions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a quick triage of what's the emergency here or can I call you back. Mm-hmm. Let me do some research on that and I'll call you back. Or I'm going to write this down. Let me figure out where this fits into the schedule. Mm-hmm. But it's a quick triage. And I'm typically, personally, I know that that's one of my strengths is to make a quick decision on what's the priority here. And is this my priority or is this someone else's priority and they're trying to put it on me?
Your crisis on your part doesn't necessarily mean, what is that saying?
Lack of planning on your part doesn't make a priority for
a crisis
on my part.
Exactly. Yeah. And that I've said that a lot in my life. And of course, depending on where our listeners are at in their lives, I know certainly some of my peers who are now empty nesters for the first time, and they didn't have the opportunity of having like to share custody and things like that, and where you had time to yourself away from your children, like I've had experience as a single mom and things, that it's hard, you know, your identity is so wrapped into running the kids around and all of their activities that when they're out of the nest, they're like, okay, now what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. So the transition might not necessarily be, I don't have a job anymore or whatever, it may be just a transition in life and now I'll have all this time and I don't know how to be productive, you know, I don't know what to do, you know, these are really practical things, writing lists, looking at them, how you're accomplishing them, get organized. Mm-hmm. And I know it's sometimes not fun. The fun part is to look at the results.
Yeah. At the end of the day, looking at what you've been able to cross off and take care of. I would add one more thing. Because of my right brain and left brain tendencies and mm-hmm. them fighting against each other.
Oh, yes.
I have created for myself in a music app playlists for different attitudes that I might be in. So I'll have a creative playlist or a worship playlist or an instrumental playlist of some sort to where I can just set that familiar music on in the background mm-hmm. while I do work and plow through the to-do list.
It
has kept me focused because the right part of my brain is focused on one thing and the left part of my brain is active doing something else. Mm. So that has been, I learned that at a young age, I was probably in college when I learned that skill mm-hmm. to put both brains to work at the both halves of the brain to work at the same time, and instead of allowing myself to be interrupted by squirrel, I'm gonna go do that,
yes.
You know.
Oh so, yes, and yeah. procrastinate
yes.
and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I know that music is so instrumental and so soothing to the soul, and it never fails. I might forget in 5 minutes where I place my phone or my keys, but if a song comes on from like the 80s, I know all the lyrics. I might not know who sang the song, but I know the words. You know, isn't that funny how our brain works? So it's neat how you're trained and how you're training yourself and how you work with others on that. Talk to us a little bit about if someone's interested, they're stirred up today. Like, I want to find out about Lori and her businesses and what she does and maybe can help me with my business and promoting it or mm-hmm. me and my individual walk in life. Maybe you're even a political, you're thinking about running and you need someone to help with social media, all of those things. How do they get a hold of you?
So best way to get a hold of me, I'll give you my email address and my Instagram handle.
Perfect.
Email address is Lori, the initial J, Tisdale@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then my Instagram is Lori_Tisdale_Moxie.
Ooh.
My favorite word, Moxie. Lori_Tisdale_Moxie.
Well, I think you could do some coaching even online, like through Zoom. Maybe you've already done some mm-hmm. of that, trainings and things to help. No matter where you're at, friends, if you're in Arkansas or South Dakota or Texas or whatever, and you want some life-enhancing techniques and encouragement, I encourage you to send her an email. What is it? One more time.
LoriJTisdale@gmail.com.
I know you'll be encouraged. I know I have. Just been watching her and getting to know her. It's like a sister from another mother. And I certainly keep you in my prayers, my friend. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with me on a Saturday.
Quite a pleasure.
And excited to have you. Will you come back another time?
Absolutely.
All right. And I know you've got some folks that you want to recommend, too, that I get with and talk to. And always looking for ideas. Friends, if you have ideas as guests on my show, I'd love for you to send me an email at Stacey, Stacey, @KSLM.news. Any feedback, encouragement, that would be awesome. And we're so glad to have you here today, Lori, and trusting that you will continue to have a wonderful day and know that God is using you in a mighty, mighty way.
Thank you
so much. Friends, thank you for tuning in today. I want to encourage you again to grab the link to the show, share it with your friends who need encouragement, and send us an email, stacy@kslm.news. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, yes, indeed, we're overcomers. Have a great day.